Counselor Accents Podcast. Two school counselors who love their jobs. Oh, and they happen to have Southern accents too. Bless their hearts.
I'm Laura Rankhorn.
And I'm Kim Crumley. And together we are Counselor Accents.
And today we have a special guest with us. Her name is Lisa King, and she is a elementary school counselor in Cobb County, Georgia. And I found her, she was talking about virtual career fairs and how she has repositioned her school career fair and made it virtual for these specific times. So, Lisa, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, and then we'll get started talking about your virtual career fair.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. This is so exciting. It's fun to connect anytime, but during the time where we're all quarantined, it's even nicer to connect with people.
Yeah.
I think, we're all craving that connection. So your podcast is a wonderful thing. My name is Lisa King, and I'm an elementary counselor in Marietta, Georgia, in Cobb County. I've been at the same elementary school, Blackwell Elementary, for 23 years, and I've just loved watching the journey of school counseling and also my community grow. And I love, one of my favorite things about school counseling is sharing ideas with other counselors so that we can impact the most amount of kids with great ideas. And I think sharing ideas and tweaking them is the way to go so that we can spend our time making things better and building off each other's ideas. So I'm excited to steal ideas from your podcast and also share ideas with your podcast.
Absolutely. And
all right, so you go ahead, Laura.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to, you wanted me to talk a little bit about career stuff.
Yeah.
And I started having career day at my school probably about 18 years ago. In real time school, we always do a careers on wheels. And then for the upper grades, so we do careers on wheels for the lower grades and upper grades, we either have a round robin of speakers, or we've actually morphed that into a career and college fair the past 2 years. When I was a baby counselor, as I like to say, when I was starting out, there were not very many resources about career awareness in the elementary area. So I actually worked with a publisher and I wrote a book called Making the Link. And I wrote it, one of the chapters is about career day, because the whole book is about making a link between the real life and career awareness activities we can do with our kids. And over the years, that's really morphed into just becoming more and more practical. And then this year, practical kind of went out the window when we all had school closures. And it was around the time many schools do career day, career fairs, career curriculum. So we took our virtual, our career fair, our career week really, and went virtual with it. Do you guys both do career, do you do career day or career fair or career week at your schools?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a big community-sponsored career fair. It's quite large, but we really want to delve more into it. As you're talking, my wheels are spinning. So I do want to answer your question, yes.
Yeah.
We have a traditional career fair, and it's successful, but Laura and I both have been expanding on our thoughts on which way
right.
we want to go with this. So we'll want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, truly, like we used to do the round robin in classrooms where and it was really easy just to get like four speakers. If you have five or six classes in fourth grade, just to have four speakers and divide the kids up and have them rotate through the speakers. That was easy, but after, gosh, umpteen years of doing it, I tried a career and college fair where we put tables into the cafeteria and had it where there were college representatives, alumni from our school that are now either in technical school, the armed forces, or college, and kids would rotate from table to table in a very organized chaos kind of way. So it'd be maybe 8 to 10 kids at each table for about 8 minutes, and they wouldn't get to see all the speakers, but they would go from table to table and get a glimpse into the world after high school. So that is what we had planned for this year, the career fair and Careers on Wheels, my fabulous counseling partner and work wife. Because if you have a good work wife and counseling partner, your life is just happy. And I do. She's been with me for 10 years. And she coordinates Careers on Wheels, and I do the career fair. And we were so ahead of the game this year. Of course, the year that, you know, we weren't scrambling. We had speakers. We had it all so organized 6 weeks in advance. And of course, due to the goings on in the world, we had to cancel. And here's the thing. It's so funny because Laura was like, how did you bring your career fair virtual? Well, we did it differently. We actually, because the inundation I think families are getting with Zooms and lessons and, you know, tune into this and that, we did it simple. We were going to videotape our speakers and ask them to send us videos and edit it. But honestly, the hours that would have gone into that, we did not find that we would have as many consumers, as many students tuning in, and as we would put the hours in. So I have friends that are doing that, and I say yay to them, applause, and I can't wait to see how it goes. But we decided instead to make it a little more simple. And we just had one activity every day, optional. We had dress up every day. We were going to do Monday elementary, Tuesday dress up like middle school that you're going to go to shirt, Wednesday high school, Thursday college, or armed forces or technical school, and Friday, what do you want to be when you grow up? But we tweaked it. That's one idea, and people were psyched about that. But what we went with was more Monday, where you are now, because if you have your eye on the future and the present, you'll do better in the future. That isn't exactly how it meant to come out, but you know what I mean.
We understand. Yeah,
you speak my language. Yeah. Tuesday, I think, was your future is so bright and wear shades and bright colors. Wednesday was fancy day, where you interview for a job, and Thursday was college, and Friday was career. And we had one activity each of those days. That was it. Now, there were 2 days where the activities were Zoom meetups, and we have 750 kids at our school. So we didn't know who would show up. The week prior we had done a Simon Says meetup just to connect and engage with students. And we had maybe 9 kids. This week, that we did college and career virtual, we advertised it much more, and we had 67 kids come to our K-2 meetup and about 35 come to our third, fourth, and fifth grade meetup. And we played games, and that's what we advertised. Come play games. Come, it's interactive. And those were the most successful things we did. We did things like I did a Zoom where I had tools sitting next to me, and I would hold up the tool and ask the kids, name 3 jobs that this tool could be used for. We also, and just to note, because, you know, we had talked earlier about there's no need to reinvent the wheel. All of this is on my blog for the taking, tweaking, stealing, and re-implementing. It was a 30-minute Zoom meetup. The K-2 was a little easier, obviously, and then 3-5, we tweaked it to make it more difficult. We also invited staff members to come on the Zoom to be game show contestants. Because there were 67 kids, we muted everyone except for the adults, and we asked them questions, trivia questions, about real-life career people and about just different careers in general. So game one was the staff game show. Game two was Would You Rather? And we had kids hold up their fingers. Would you rather work inside or outside? Hold up a one for inside, a two for outside. So we tried to flesh it out to make it very user-friendly, interactive, but something that a lot of kids could do at one time on a Zoom or a video chat. And then for the big kids, instead of holding up the tools and asking, what is this tool for? We did a scavenger hunt, which was really fun. So I would say, go find something that a dentist would use as a tool. And they would all run back with two.
Awesome.
It was so much fun. And then I made it more complicated. I'd say, I'm going to give you two careers and you have to get a tool for each of the careers and then come back. And your name is your buzzer. So you turn everyone on and they have to come back and say, Lisa, when they get back. So I would say a plumber and a hairstylist. So kid would come back with like hairspray and a toilet bowl cleaner. It was hilarious. And they were very into it. And the best is you hear the parents in the background helping, you know, they're like, the parents are into
it. I love it.
And for right now, when we're all self-quarantined and we're all looking at the same human faces all the time, the parents are excited to see the kids giggling or running around with a purpose. So for me, the virtual career and college week, me, my partner and I really wanted it to be high impact so that the parents would know, oh, this is college and career focused, but meaningful to the kids. So they're not just staring at another video or listening to the teacher lecture. So we did three 10-minute games. That was fabulous. And we also did some things like for Fancy Day, there's a baby voice dubbed over interview. And we sent that out to everyone. So it was like, you know, the adults are like looking serious, but the voices are going, why do you want this job? Don't you want to just take a nap? And the guy's like, you're fired. You need to go get snack time. So it's just, it's cute. And then we had kids, if they wanted to, get interviewed by their parents and send us videos. And that was hilarious.
That was
cute. Kids, like the mom was like, so why do you think you should get this job? Or how much do you want to get paid? And the kids that really had no clue, you know, their answers are funny, but they did mock interviews. And really, I'm trying to think of what else we did for the virtual career day, but those are the things I think counselors listening could probably re-implement. What questions or what do you need me to clarify about that? Anything?
That is so great. My mind is just going to how simple that is, as you said, and I think it needs to be because we've already discussed parents are overwhelmed, kids are overwhelmed, and you're making your point, but you're doing it in a fun way. You know, I mean, it's just we're thinking about careers. We're thinking, you know, it's good for kids to be thinking about the future right now. I mean, you know, just to get out of this moment and think about something is coming, you know, that we're
exactly
going to be out of this. So I love that. So every day did you meet at the same time with the kids?
We did two meetups. So we did, and on my blog, you can actually go to my school's blog where every day it was just very, we would do a Facebook on the PTA Facebook reminder, and that would direct them to our blog. And we would also send emails to teachers so that they could put it in their weekly reminders. We did 2 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday for the meetups. So it was just two of, you know, Tuesday was the kindergarten through second, Thursday was third through fifth. And the other days we did an interactive game. We do this every year. This was another part. Our Monday activity was to go to a form or a Google form, or we use Microsoft Form. And it was photos of teachers when they were kids. And the game was, who did this kid grow up to be? So this is a kid just like you, but they grew up to work at Blackwell. And they would have to guess who that was. And we do that. We usually post those pictures on the wall, so they're used to that game. That was a lot of fun as well.
Sounds like you and your partner are very creative, coming up with some ideas. And it's not.
We've been doing it a long time, and we steal from people. Like I said, you know, you just that. I think somewhat being a good professional is just surrounding yourself with people that are smarter than you and excel in different ways than you, and stealing from them with credit. If you know who gave you the idea, give credit.
I agree.
Yeah. But we had talked about how we were going to have to be going in a more digital direction eventually anyway, that we have access to Google Hangouts and Google Meets and even Zoom. And, you know, we're able to bring people in, like marine biologists is the one that I go to all the time, or people that work at NASA, things that students are think that they're interested in, but they really have no concept of. And so we were already talking about this, and this is just sort of forcing us to get into that digital mindset a little bit more quickly.
Absolutely. We've all had to learn, you know, as professionals, we've had to learn Zoom and how to implement digital distance learning. And when we get back to the classroom, you know, I think I had tried, we had a Skype business speaker once from the Bahamas with a penguin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but it was so cool. But the technology fail made me sweat very badly. Like, yeah. We couldn't get it to work. And so I think now, you know, I'm a big growth mindset person. That's kind of where I do a lot of my focus, and just training our brains to grow. I mean, not only do we need to, you know, just when we get back to the classroom, talk about how we've all grown our brains immensely, but not just the kids, the teachers, the counselors, the parents, and we've also come to appreciate learning differently. So when our kids want to be something like a plumber, or work in a grocery store, these are the people that we didn't value as much, that I think our entire nation now values at a whole different level, who is a hero, who are the community workers that we want to be, that we need in our society. And that kind of actually ties in. I told Laura, I just released my first children's book about a month and a half ago, February 13th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I guess it's coming up on the 2-month birthday of it, but we're all on a time warp. So yeah. Who knows? But the meat of that book, it's called Be Your Own Hero. And the premise is, you know, that heroes do the right thing when it's hard and make mistakes along the way. And that the biggest thing that goes with, you know, career awareness is that everyday heroes matter. And you can be an everyday hero just by making the world better. And I think that right now, if, you know, the emphasis on a virtual career day can be that, look around at the people in different careers and let's appreciate them, because they might not have been good at standardized tests, but they're really good at grit and understanding that they are going to work no matter what to help others in healthcare, or, you know, in being a postal worker that's delivering every day. So I think it's a career, the career and college awareness is also, you can tie it into how we can appreciate people of different careers.
Oh, good. So good. My mind.
I knew your mind.
You knew the light bulb was going off, because that's that growth mindset that you see happening before your eyes, Lisa. And
right.
Literally.
Right.
But when we do think about the careers and going back and talking about the careers and tying this into seeing people as we've never seen people before, I think, when was it, Laura, I called you and I said, I just thanked who was it I thanked and cried? And I said, I'm so embarrassed. It was, do you remember me telling you that story?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if it was the mail carrier delivering something, and I said, thank you for what you're doing. And then I came in the house and I cried and I was laughing. I said, I am crying. And I'm the kind that will go up to anybody that I see that they've served in the military and will say, thank you for serving. That just means a lot to my heart. So to turn that to people that I never thought that right. I would see as heroes, and now use that to explain to kids in every part of the wheel is important.
Right.
Every part.
And it's like, whatever you are, be a good one. Whatever you are, you know, and that's an Abraham Lincoln quote, I believe. But it's so true that we need, like, the teachers. I think parents are getting a good dose of appreciating teachers, for sure. And just, you know, the Instacart workers and the truck drivers. So I feel like it's a good time. You know, one part I think kids love to do is imagining themselves 20 years later. You know, it's like, what can you do as a hero today? And what are you going to be, what could you be doing as a hero in 20 years? And that could be being a stay-at-home mom. That could be being a grocery store worker. That could be being in college. So I think the tie-ins, there's so many worksheets and art projects that you could do just with that piece as well. But I think also just talking about this time where a lot of us as counselors are talking about stress and anxiety, it's kind of nice for kids to also talk about what they want to be when they grow up, when we get out of this, or what is a hamper used for, or what is a place in a college called where you live on campus, just college vocabulary, anything that can get their minds out of the fact that they're staring at the same walls all day long.
Right. Well, it instills that hope, and it tells them, without saying it, it's unarticulated hope, saying we're going to get past this, and it's going to be okay, and there's a future, and let's start thinking about it. And so I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Going back to some of the activities that you did, how far in advance did you put the word out there that, hey, we're going to be doing this starting?
Okay. So I usually start with the, the career week is usually beginning of April, late March. And we always start trying to vie for speakers in January at the latest. So we had started with our speakers. And around then is when I put out the word to teachers saying, if you have pictures of you as a kid, to start scanning those to me. And I always keep a file of those just because, so I have them from year to year. So I had some scanned pictures already. So I had that. I did ask for others so that I could balance like the grade levels and make sure I got specialists that a lot of the kids would know. I think we all dealt with the coronavirus implications differently. I was on the early end of like saying to my partner, I don't even know if we should proceed with planning for career day right now because I don't know if it's going to happen. And she literally, it was a Monday, and she was like, Lisa, come on, you're being very dramatic. That's not like you. And by Friday, she was, you know how quickly this happened. By Friday, she was like, you're right. We might not be in school. So, we communicate very well, and we have a good support at our school, not only via the PTA Facebook page, but our administrators are sending out e-blasts a lot. I think I was amazed how quickly our educators transformed into distance learning. And I think along with that, we amazed ourselves with how quickly we kind of transformed our career week into virtual. And we brainstormed, should we do the videos? I talked to one woman about maybe doing a Zoom with some college students and inviting kids on. And again, we decided as a counseling department to go low impact, low maintenance, high impact. Because I think, to put in the hours and not get the bang. And not only that, just like we had said, to make it fun. We wanted to make it fun, but we did transition it pretty quickly. I hope that answered that question. Sorry.
It did. Very well answered that question. So you're going to have to come on with your partner. So sometime I think that y'all have more ideas than just this. I'm just getting a sense that you guys kick it probably all year long with your ideas and your
We're lucky ducks for sure. We have each other, and we have our district. I was telling Laura, our district, I think it's 300 counselors. We have a very large district, and our leadership in our district is also just amazing. We've had, we are not a ramp school, but our district has a number of ramp schools and just amazing professionals. But look at y'all. Like, I just feel like you look at school counselors and, if you find passionate school counselors, you're going to find just an amazing plethora of ideas that you can trampoline off of and just use it as your springboard for all the light bulbs I'm seeing in your brain, Kim. I'm seeing those light bulbs just go bing, bing, bing. And
what can we get into next, Laura?
I know. So any other subject you want. As you can tell, I can talk, and my counseling partner, she can too. And she's good. Got great.
Well, one of the things that I loved, and I've already said it, but I loved how you put your stuff out there and you just say, hey, don't reinvent the wheel, share, use this, steal it. So tell us your website, because I know people are wanting to know.
Sure. My website is lisakingcounselor.com. And much of the blog is lessons that you can steal. You know, career and college awareness was my baby initially, and now I've morphed into the growth mindset. I have two books on growth mindset, one called Mindset Matters and one called Integrating Growth Mindset in Schools. You know, and now I've got my children's book. So I feel like I'm like in this fairy tale of school counselor-ness. But again, I feel like when I surround myself with other school counselors, you can feel the passion and I just love, I love to share my ideas. I love to talk to other counselors and educators because that passion, I think, is contagious when people hear me get excited and I hear, it's just like this synergy. I hear you guys excited. I mean, doing this podcast, how cool? How cool is this? And I listened to some of your other episodes. So I would love for anyone to steal any ideas from my website. And I did for Be Your Own Hero. I put a, I don't use Teachers Pay Teachers very much, but I put a free digital learning resource for that book on TPT. And then I did a YouTube read aloud, which is not the most graceful thing. But if you want to hear the book, of course, if you want to buy it on Amazon, you can do that too. But YouTube has a read aloud at this point as well. And it's through National for Youth Issues. So.
For our the folks who can see, do you have your books that we can see them?
Oh, yeah.
Great. You got right. Your library there close, but your library.
I know. I've created this office. It's so crazy. Okay, so this is Mindset Matters. And this one's Integrating Growth Mindset. I feel silly.
Because I have some school money that I need to see.
Oh,
to
good. Spend.
Girl. So Mindset Matters. And
yeah, and if you're this is really grades 2 through 7, but this is like my little Bible on growth mindset. And it has digital links where you can download PowerPoints from the book so you don't have to reinvent the wheel again.
Oh my goodness.
Where do you have all this time, Lisa?
I don't know. I have one kid. She keeps me busy, but you know, summer. This brain doesn't stop, just like yours.
My brain never stops either.
All right. So which one did I just show? Here's the other growth mindset.
This one is integrating.
Integrating.
Okay. Integrating for the listeners, integrating growth mindsets. And we'll put a link, Laura.
Yeah. This one's the new baby. Here's my new baby book.
Oh.
And if anyone can see, this is like everyone's favorite part of the book. At the very end, there's a clasp. So everyone dresses up as their heroes. And then it's what they grow up to be 20 years later.
That is awesome. Oh, for the people who can't see that, it's beautifully illustrated.
So those are my books. I have a bunch of other books, but there's one called Creating a College Day. By Youth Light, but those are my more recent books. Thank you for letting me plug them. But like, you know, I want people, if you don't want to buy the books, just steal the ideas. That's the point of working for kids.
No, we will be willing to make those purchases this afternoon.
Yes, we are.
That's to connect. This is so fun.
It is.
It was good. That's the neat part about all of this, you know, is that we have got to meet some people like yourself who inspire us and just keep us going. And yeah, I think like-minded people find other like-minded people.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely
just like that synergy.
Yes. That's the wonderful thing. You can throw out one word and our minds start going crazy. I just love it. We thrive.
I do too, because our campuses are all different and our populations are different, but I can use your ideas and work at my school and likewise. So I hope this has been helpful.
Definitely.
And anyone can reach me on my website and ask me any questions that I might not have answered as well.
Yeah. Thank you. To our listeners, go talk to her. She is so friendly and helpful. And Lisa, we say this, we have met the best people doing this. And I said in an email, we're so excited to add you to that list of great people that we've met. And I really don't feel like this is the end. I feel like this is just the beginning because, like Kim said, you and your partner sound a lot like the type of people that just inspire those great ideas. And so we will be talking to you about coming back.
Yes, invite us back. I'll get Shannon on. She's a little more shy than me, but I will get her going. She's a wealth of knowledge also.
During this next part, count how many times it takes three Southern women to end a conversation.
And thank you. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Stay safe.
For the honor and the opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay safe.
You too.
You're back at work today. At your home, but you're back at work. So we'll let you get back to your work, what you're doing. But thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye-bye, girls.
Best wishes, guys. Be in touch.
Okay, Laura, I see that we've not stopped eating.
Nope. I'm on the coronavirus eat-a-thon.
Eating everything in sight.
Yes. And I had seen this is going around Facebook, but people said, I need to wear a mask around the house, not to fight off germs, but to keep myself from eating. And that is the case here. I really need to.
That is the case. And I start out on the beginning of the week, I start out on a health kick.
Yes, I'm there. You
know, eat fruits and vegetables. And then by Thursday and Friday, I am laid up with the chips.
Well, let me tell you, really, it's the first part of the day. I go by day. So the first part of the day, I am eating healthy. I've got my protein shake. I've got my banana. By the end of the night, and this is a true story, look into my life. This is what it looked like. I'm sitting here on the couch behind me, squeezing icing out of the tube into my mouth. I did a little pink icing, a little blue icing.
Oh, yeah, we just cleaned out the refrigerator today, and it's like carrots. Phillip's held enough bag of carrots. We're going to eat these carrots. Yes, we are going to eat those carrots. But hand me the Cool Whip that's got the strawberries in it. But we're going to eat the carrots. But strawberries are good for you. But yeah, the Cool Whip, I mean, by the time I get through with them, they're not.
Right.
So, Laura, tell me, what is your cat pick?
Well, let's start with yours, since your phone died, which y'all have to know. Oh, it's dead. Okay. Y'all have to know that my life with Kim and her cell phone, there's really no way to describe it. If I say every time, if I had a dollar for every time she said, where's my phone? Where are my keys? Then I would be a rich person.
It's terrible to live behind these eyeballs. I can't keep up with anything. If I could put a beeper on my phone, oh, I do have a beeper. Never mind, it's called Find My iPhone. If I could find something on my coffee cup that says Find My Coffee Cup.
I have gotten texts from Kim's principal before saying, this is not going to surprise you, but Kim's phone is dead and she needs you to know, blah, blah, blah. So she has her people working for her, so I'll get messages
from my secretary. But you have to remember, you know, I'm from the day where the good old why is the good old rotary not good enough? I mean, when did that stop being good?
Try texting on that sucker.
Huh?
I said, try texting on that sucker.
That's true. Recently, stay put.
Oh, boy.
Recently, I know you can hear me. I dug this sucker back out. Because I feel like.
For our listeners, it is a corded phone and the.
I'm 1975.
The numbers are the size of a graham cracker
square. That's the truth. It is the best phone. You can amplify. This is for me. I can amplify it. I can see the numbers without my glasses. Guess what else is running low?
Oh, my goodness.
I just made the ding.
All right.
I can't keep it together. All righty.
She sent me her cat pic just in the nick of time, thank goodness, because her phone's dead, her computer's dying. But it says, it's a picture of Sylvester, and it says, keep watching the news, and this is how you're going to be looking a week from now.
And it's Sylvester the cat, and Sylvester is looking worse for wear.
Very frazzled. And let me pull up my cat pick of the week.
And I have to say that it is, if you watch the news, and I will get sucked into it, I mean, you need to be aware, but to the point where it's just feeding into, and it will absolutely make me feel like that cat looks.
Yeah.
See how serious I went there with Sylvester?
This is a picture. So a cat owner tried to take a picture of their cat licking his foot because I guess it was cute. It says, tried to capture him licking his foot. The result was the opposite of cuteness. Hang on.
Put your hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What is your pick of the week?
You know, I had a really great one, but I've lost it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, you lost it in your brain.
I lost it in my brain. What's yours?
Mine is a new piece of technology that I think people need to be aware of.
Tell us.
I'm showing it. This is the newest model. I'm showing the phone with the graham cracker sized buttons again. LeVar Burton is
wonderful.
And he is, my son watched his Reading Rainbow on Mondays, but that's just for younger kids. And then he does something for teens or tweens also. I'm not sure what all he's got going on, but he's written a book about heroes, I believe. Speaking of Lisa, he's just writing a book about heroes. So anyway, it comes on Mondays, and you'll have to look at your time zone to see what time it's live reading of a book. So that's pretty cool.
That is good.
All right. I hope everyone has a great week.
And if you have... Yes, I do too.
I have new lighting.
Kim's got her fancy lighting going on. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, we would love to have you. Just look for Counselor Accents Facebook group. And we have just a lot of great discussion going on there. Subscribe to our podcast, and that way you will always be in the know about when we release a new episode. So now, have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.